Today's Bible verse is Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Three Psalms to Read When You Can't Sleep by Christina Patterson, read by Candace McGarvey. Some nights I'm left looking at my ceiling or my iPhone, wondering why I can't seem to go to sleep. I have, however, found ways to help myself relax, making it easier to fall asleep. One of which is to read the Bible, specifically the Psalms. The beautiful poetry of the Psalms, mixed with the power of God's Word, almost always puts my nerves to rest so I can get some shut-eye. If you're like me and sometimes need help getting to sleep, I want to share with you my favorite Psalms to read to help me surrender to rest. First, Psalm 116. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Psalm 116, verse 7. This is a psalm I memorized almost 10 years ago. It is my first go-to scripture to say over and over to myself on a sleepless night. I say it slow and really think about the words. I'm reminded that my soul can rest because the Lord is good, and I have so much evidence of His goodness in my life. I then start to think about all the good the Lord is doing and has done for me. This scripture reminds me that God is with me and that God gives me a peace that relaxes my mind, body, and soul. Second one is Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. After a super busy day, you would think the only thing my body would want to do is quickly fall asleep. Nope. I've realized a busy day usually leads to more difficulties falling asleep. My mind races with everything that happened that day and what might happen tomorrow. What will happen tomorrow? What will happen next year? What if something bad happens to me, my husband, my children? There is nothing worse than trying to fall asleep on anxious thoughts. It's during these times I love to pull out Psalm 4. It always reminds me God is in control. He is my protection, and I can trust Him. Now that's some truth I can sleep on. The third is Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91, verses 1, 5, and 11. During the day, I'm not thinking about scary thoughts, but as soon as I hit the pillow, they all want to attack, and fear is the enemy of sleep. Which is why I absolutely adore Psalm 91. I've only listed a few verses from the psalm above, but if you have time or find yourself losing sleep due to fear, I highly suggest you read this psalm in its entirety. It reminds me God will not only protect me, but He will defend me as well. Psalm 91 reveals that my fearful thoughts don't even come close to the power my God has to overcome them. I have yet to face a battle that the Lord has not addressed in His Word. This includes my struggle to fall asleep some nights. It is the Word of God that helps me to let go of the worries of His world and grasp how trustworthy our God is. And leading on His truths, even on sleepless nights, feels like God Himself is rocking me to sleep. So the next time you have trouble falling asleep, go ahead and give these Psalms a try. It is my prayer that the truth of God's Word produces a peace in your soul that leads to many nights of good, sweet sleep.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.